You're listening to the Oddcast Podcast UK on the Pod Gods Network. The Oddcast Podcast, the podcast nobody is listening to. Except you.
Oddcast Podcast. Extra! Extra, extra, read all about it. Adam on his own talking to people on the internet like chat roulette. Look at my penis. How you doing, everyone? Thanks for downloading this very special Oddcast Podcast Extra. With me, Adam. I'm talking to some people on Skype today. I've got a mate here sitting in front of me, Marcus. You will hear him very soon on another Oddcast podcast. We went a bit geeky, didn't we, Marcus?
A little bit, yeah.
We were a bit geeky.
And you Not massively. But
Episode 47.
Yeah, 47.
So if you listen to this now, go and listen to episode 47 straight after. Because that's what you got to do. Listen to us. We're here to talk. You're there to listen.
It's good to talk.
Open those ears. Fool. But yeah, so today's Oddcast Podcast Extra. We have five conversations in one. How amazing is that? I spoke to five different people via Skype. I spoke to Mick from the BUI podcast. We chatted about the usual suspects and stuff. I spoke to Stephanie from the last podcast standing. We talked about the Goonies. I spoke to Jake from GarageCast. We talked about Batman. And Christian Bale's cancer voice. I spoke to a couple of girls, a comedy duo who do videos on the internet, on YouTube, not sexual, called Two Girls, One Cat. Not cut, one cat. But I spoke to those two girls, not the cat. And I spoke to my mate Nick. And we spoke about Avengers when he was half pissed in New York. So, yeah, I've got all those conversations. I've edit them all together, put them all together, and all for your enjoyment. So what's going to happen now? I'm going to play a little bit of music. Bang, you're going to listen to this all. You're going to enjoy it, hopefully. It's fun. We talk about movies. And now, when you listen to that, me and Marcus are going to sit down and we're going to have a chat about geekiness for episode 47. Is that right, Marcus?
I believe so.
Yeah, he's ready to do it.
So, I'm feeling.
This is like, if you're listening to this now, we're teasing you for episode 47. But if you've listened to this after episode 47, it's a mind bend memento thing.
Mm. It's a full on keys.
So there you go. So enjoy Oddcast Podcast episode 47. No, it's not, sorry, what am I talking about? Enjoy Oddcast Podcast Extra. Five conversations in one. There is no outro to this, so when it's finished, it's finished.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Bad. What's going on?
I'm fucked. So I've just been about half an hour. Hey, this will be a good idea. Yeah. So, you know, why not? We'll give it a go.
Yeah, what's the time there?
4:15.
Fucking hell. You're in New York, yeah?
Yeah, we just, one of my mates owns a karaoke bar, so we just got back from there, and that's what my throat hurts as well. I was just smashing out some Oasis really loud and really flat.
Like the real Oasis.
Exactly, that's the way you pick it, especially when you're drunk, because it can sound good even if you're shit. So, how have you been?
Yeah, not bad, mate, not bad.
Just, what's it like over there? I've heard the weather's been really good.
Yeah, it's fucking lovely, mate. Proper sunny. Proper sunny. Hot.
It's just got better here, but for like the last week it's been absolutely shit.
Yeah.
Properly raining every day. But everyone in the UK is having a wonderful time and I've got this fucking rain.
So what are you doing?
I'll fly back on Sunday in the UK again.
Well, yeah, it's due to be nice weather till about Wednesday, I think.
Okay, that's not too bad.
So you got a couple of days, then it pissed down bully.
Yeah, absolutely.
And New York will have a heat wave.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So what were you thinking? What do you want to talk about? What did you want to talk to people about?
Just movie shit, I'm thinking.
Yeah, movie shit.
Movie shit.
Do I need to watch my language, or can I...
No, you can swear as much as you fucking want.
You can't.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, it sounds good.
But it was just an idea I had. I thought, fuck it, let's try and make a filler episode where I can just chuck loads of people chatting and about movies and bollocks and whatnot.
You want to talk about bollocks?
No, no.
Right.
Movie bollocks.
I actually, hang on, let me turn off the air conditioning. I'm not being back on them again. I actually finally got to see The Avengers.
You got to see it. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was a bit from the fact that it was so hyped. Like, I went to see it for quite a while. Obviously, I think like most people, I got into the Avengers from the first Iron Man. I think a lot. That's when, you know, people started paying attention, and obviously that's when it first, you know, that closing scene when
Nick Fury
comes in at the end, and you know. Mentions it, but I didn't really know much about the Avengers then. And then I caught up in the last couple of months. I watched Captain America and Thor because Sam Hams then.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I suffered a bit from the fact that they were so hyped, and I'd been waiting so long. The dialogue. I don't think about the Hulk. He just smashed it, and that's good. That is good. That him smashing shit is good, but I don't know. Seems like I don't think he got as much airtime as I wanted personally. And I thought that Scarlett Johansson was probably in it a little bit too much.
I like the fact she was in it a lot.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed the bit she did. I'm probably thinking the same thing, but in terms of character. You know, the Hulk is someone that, you know, as a child of the 80s, I used to watch. Everyone knows who the Hulk is.
Yeah.
But I don't think he got as much. But he signed something ridiculous, like a 13-picture deal, something like that. It's unreal.
Oh, what?
So I don't know. I might be plucking that number out of the air. But so they're obviously going to do something with it. And they were probably a little bit scared because of... the fact that they've made it about 100 times and it's been shit every time.
Yeah, I think they were holding back a bit. They didn't want to do too much Hulk because they knew that people weren't that interested in him in the first place, but it's kind of worked in his favour.
Yeah, I mean, the Edward Norton one was okay.
Yeah.
Ruffalo really did well. The one thing I heard, though, was... I can't remember where I saw this, but you know, in Captain America, he falls in love with what's her face in a red dress.
Yeah,
I can't remember. apparently, they did this amazing scene where he meets her because he's been in ice for 60 years or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And he meets her, and she's an old lady, but they had to cut it out. And I don't know. I think I'm looking forward to the DVD now. To catch up on all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it'd be like a 3-hour film on DVD, I reckon.
I think so. Or there would at least be hundreds of, you know, extra scenes.
Yeah.
In one. But yeah, no, I was pleased. I was pleased, but I wasn't blown away. Probably didn't help that I was jet-lagged to shit when I watched it and was sort of ready to go to bed.
Yeah, it's a long film. It's like 2.5 hours.
I don't know. There it is.
The voice from the distance. it going?
How you doing? You alright?
Yeah, alright. Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you. There was a little bit of crackling at the beginning. It was like really weird.
Yeah, that's my...
We're just cooking some bacon.
So, can you hear me?
This is how good I am at setting up the mic.
Can you hear me good enough, well enough?
Loud yes, and clear.
Very well.
Good, good. All right, so who am I talking to?
I'm Mandy. And Spanj is over here.
And Spanj. And Snow Cat, though.
Where's the cat?
She wouldn't bode well with headphones on. I think she'd probably flip out. So,
would that not do that?
You can put it.
Making a good video.
You can put earphone, little headphones in there, little ones that go in their ears.
It would be adorable. But, you know, it's what you'd...
She thinks those are toys. She's destroyed so many pairs of iPod earphones. It's unbelievable.
Trust me, I've got cats. I've got cats and dogs that do exactly the same. So. My dog actually has a habit of eating remote controls. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah, all of it.
You just chomp them down.
Yeah, she just felt, she's like, do you know what? I'm going to eat the fucking lot of this. And she just chows it like a Chew-Its fucking packet. So it's all done.
That's impressive.
It's not impressive when you have to go and buy more from Virgin. The bastards.
They charge YouTube, you could make your dog a star.
What, film
control
my dog?
Eating dog.
Do you think people would watch videos if my dog was sitting there eating remote controls?
People will watch anything. They watch us.
Do a twist on man versus food and just do dog versus food. Dog versus inanimate objects.
Dog versus not food. Say something.
I got a big bird.
Yes.
What are
We're
they?
Back.
What are you trying to record this off?
Bacon.
Very technical. Very technical.
We've got a mic plugged into to an audio interface.
Yeah.
Somewhere along the connection is getting fuzzy.
It's bacon.
There's a load of bacon in the way. So I've just put a new mic lead on it.
Right.
Hopefully that will rid us of the bacon.
Hopefully. So this is a bacon cast.
It is now. We never had such trouble with our podcast.
No, we really did. That's why we do videos now.
Did you used to do a lot of podcasts then?
Did about 12 episodes of a podcast. It's called 7-Bit Roast.
Yeah.
And then we changed names. We decided to do videos because they're a bit quicker to do.
Right.
They're not really that much quicker to do.
No. We can go outside with a video.
We can go out, we can go in the great outdoors.
Yeah.
As we do them.
There's advantages.
I've done podcasts outside.
That's crazy. You're a crazy person.
I am.
You could have been attacked by a bird, a tree could have fallen on you.
That would have made
dangerous.
Yeah, but I like to live dangerously, you see. So, you know, any bird wants to fly on me or fall on a tree wants to fall on me, I'm ready. Mic in hand.
I'll catch that tree, throw it back.
Yeah. Like a scene out of 300.
Yes.
So. Right, okay, I wanted to talk to you two girls. Two girls, one cat, and the cat is not there because the cat doesn't like headphones. So,
yep.
At the moment, it's just two girls, one microphone, and bacon.
That's a bacon.
The other week, you did a special Aliens 24-hour marathon.
Oh, yes, we did. Yeah. Pretty challenging.
Explain what that was. Explain exactly what it was to people.
Mandy, you do some words with your mouth.
Okay, I'll make words happen. We were very excited. I say very excited. I'll get on to that. we were very excited about Prometheus coming out, even though we still haven't actually seen it yet. But we were so excited about Prometheus coming out, we thought we need to rewatch all of the Alien films, and so we decided that we'd have that happen all in one go. And then the idea just expanded from there. We thought we might as well make it 24 hours, and so we'd need to add in a lot of other Alien-related films.
Yeah.
And then we sort of just developed it from there, decided we'd stream it, see if we could raise some money for charity. So we were trying to raise some money for the Stroke Association, which is a cause that's quite important to me. It's my stepdad had a stroke last year, and they were very, very helpful as a charity. So we thought we'd try and raise a bit of money for them.
Cool.
And we did. We accomplished it.
No, it's good. I saw because
it was a challenge.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't know you guys were following me until I followed you back, and then I saw what you were doing, and I was like, "You were literally sitting there for 24 hours watching movies. I could do that." So I know,
and people paid us.
Yeah, and I watched
What's
it.
What's going on with the world?
I watched. I was watching you watch a film, and I was like, "Yeah, I want to watch this. This is amazing. That is the future." People watching other people watch movies. Surely.
People were strangely addicted.
There's got.
It was like a big brother of sorts.
So, Mick, favourite movie? What's the best movie you've ever seen?
That's kind of two different questions. But I think probably my favorite movie, and I'll gauge that based on how many times I can go back and rewatch it in a short period of time, would be Usual Suspects.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You've seen that film, right?
Yeah, I've seen that. It's good. I like that film. I think it's a very clever film.
Yeah. I think I watched that on VHS in 1997 in Ashland, Ohio. Tyson and I were seniors in high school, and my father had moved away from us for a better job. He let me stay in school where I was at because I was getting some scholarships for art and stuff. And so he had this little apartment over there, and he worked third shift. So Tyson and I drove over there with a bag full of fucking liquor and went to the movie store and rented a few different movies, but the only one I remember was The Usual Suspects, and we liked it so well, we just sat there and got drunk and watched. That's one of the movies you have to go back and watch it right after you watch it the first time, because the ending's so fucked up.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
That's what we did. We sat there drinking Mountain Dew, vodka, and Maui tropical schnapps all mixed together into one frothy beverage.
Nice.
we watched it twice in a row on VHS. Good fucking times, man.
Do you still get the ending now?
Pardon me?
Do you still get the ending? Do you understand it?
Yeah.
Who is Kaiser Soze?
Who is Kaiser Soze?
Yeah.
Well, the movie doesn't ever really allude to who he actually is.
Exactly.
Because that whole story Kevin Spacey made up in that interrogation room by looking at that poster. Well, the poster, the court board with all the different things on there. So
yeah,
that whole movie was a fabrication that he made up in that room.
I mean, people turned around straight away and went, "Well, Kevin Spacey, he must be Kaiser Soze." But you think, but was he? Or was it the other guy who picked him up, Pete Postlethwaite? Was it him? Was he Kaiser Soze? And Kevin Spacey was, the guy that was telling people, getting them off the track. If you had to pick somebody who was Kaiser Soze at the entire film, obviously this will spoil it for anyone who hasn't watched it, but fuck's sake, it's fucking old film. It's been over 20 years.
Spoiler from fucking 15 years.
Exactly. Who would you have said It was. I mean, like, just say, like, you had to say somebody in that entire film was Kaiser Soze, who would you have said it was?
I think it was Kevin Spacey. I think that was the intent.
Yeah?
The entire backstory. And then, you know, there's two different ways you can answer who is Kaiser Soze, you know. But you could say what character you think he was, and I think Verbal Kent was that character.
Yeah.
Character that was Kaiser Soze, but everything that we knew about Kaiser Soze was a fabrication, so we really don't know who the fuck he is. You know, we just know that Kevin Spacey was faking a limp and faking being Verbal Kent. You know, whether he was actually Kaiser Soze, I guess that's debatable, but that's who I'd put my money on.
See, I would have put my money on the guy that picked him up, Pete Postlethwaite. I would have put he was Kaiser Soze, because he's the guy that actually doesn't have to... He doesn't have to lie. And yeah, carry on.
That was Kobayashi, right?
Yeah.
Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Which was a fake name, dude.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder why he had to pick a fake name for somebody. Do you see what I'm saying?
That's a good point, man. That's a good point. And yeah. He looked Turkish, too, and he's... They said that Kaiser Soze was Turkish or something. Yeah. So.
They had to pick a fake name.
Damn. Now I'm going to have to watch this movie again. Because yeah. You just fucked my whole 15-year theory up.
I'm only saying, I mean,
I did wonder who he was, especially, you know, because they... You see the name on the bottom of the coffee cup, the Kobayashi, and that's when, you know, the cop
notices
figures
it, yeah.
out that it was a fabrication. Then you see him driving,
yep.
the Kobayashi character. It's like, well, who is he then?
Yeah,
I guess he could have been Kaiser Soze.
Yeah, exactly. And in the film, he even kind of, he pieces things together. Well, in the story, when he says they all meet up, he's the one that says, Kaiser Soze wants to meet you, blah, blah, blah. And it kind of thinks like, well, how would he fucking know? Is he the only guy that knows Kaiser Soze? He is fucking Kaiser Soze. Do you know what I mean? I mean, in a way, like, I've only really just thought about this myself. And I'm like, I need to go back and watch it now. Because I now want to watch him and say, what is that guy doing? He's only in a couple of scenes. And like I said, at the end, he drives the car away. And like, the focus is on Kevin Spacey being the whole, you know, Kobayashi and looking at the board and picking up things and making the story up as he goes along. And then, but no matter what he says, you can't trust what he says. But the same guy he's mentioned once in his story ends up picking him up outside. And that's what makes you think, well, there he is. There's Kaiser Soze. He's so fucking clever, you don't even realise he exists. That's the best trick he ever pulled. You know, making you not realise that he actually exists.
No.
See, you hate talking films with me,
don't
you?
You're an asshole. Now I gotta waste another two hours of my life watching this movie again with that in mind.
See, you should never talk about films with me, especially films that are fucking weird and, you know, twisty, because I'll just pick them apart and I'll just make you go back and watch them. But that's a good thing about, you know, a film, isn't it? Like, makes you go back and watch it. Just a little bit worried because for some reason my internet and your internet seems to be, you're a bit slow. Not, you're not slow yourself. But it comes across a bit bitty.
What are you saying, Adam? Don't make fun of me. I can't help it. Don't judge me.
It does. Because I don't know why your Skype's stuttering and you do sound a bit like Forrest Gump.
I do a great Forrest Gump.
Go on then.
I've never done it on the show.
Well, do it on this show. This is the odd. This is the Oddcast podcast. This is a movie centric show. You can do a Forrest Gump impression. Go on, Steph.
You have me laughing now. Okay. All right. I can't do it. Baba said that with my magic shoes, she said that they take me anywhere. That's it.
Do you know what's brilliant? It's the fact that because the Skypes keep cutting out every now and again, it sounds even perfect.
Silly turd.
That's it's what I love Skype, but it annoys the fuck out of me because I had a chat with Nick as well, who's on the podcast. I chatted with him, and he was in America, and he kept talking like this. But then it would catch up with itself, and it'd be like,
Why are you blaming it on us?
No, I'm blaming everyone apart from my internet. I've got good internet, damn you. I've got fucking fibre optic.
Okay. Because that's what we did with the 20 minutes that we first started talking. It was dealing with your good internet.
That's true. My fucking fibre optic shit internet. It's fucking...
Yeah, sorry.
So, Steph, have you...
You know, people live in... Separate.
What's that?
What?
Say that again.
Just insulting you. It's okay. Continue. I said people in the desert have better internet than you.
Insulting me in fucking, like, sign language.
People in Iraq have better internet than you. Jeez. Was that too far?
People in Iraq. Alright, Steph, favourite film. Tell me your favourite film.
My bad. The Goonies.
Really, The Goonies? Why?
I swear.
Why is that?
My favorite. Why? Oh my god, it's a movie that I've been watching ever since I was a kid. There's action, there's adventure, there's Sean Astin, and I love Sean Astin. There's just everything that should be in a movie is in that movie.
Did you just said
Sean... Ann Ramsey. You gotta love Ann Ramsey.
You said Sean Astin, but you got to remember, when Sean Astin was in that movie, he was 9 years old.
I was also that age, so I've grown up with him, and I've appreciated him through the years.
Thank God you said that. And you went, well, I was 25 when it came out.
When I first saw it, you know, a couple of years ago, Daddy turned me, and it was awesome. Love braces.
Yeah. You're like that school teacher, isn't you? That has sex with their pupils.
Oh yeah, I'm talking about naughty school teacher. But I don't have those kind of thoughts of him when I'm watching movies, though. I promise. Sometimes I do. I guess.
So how many times did you watch Goonies in? Quite a lot?
Watched it today, actually.
You watched it today?
Yeah.
On DVD, yeah? Yeah?
I have, the actual copy and a copy that I shouldn't have, because it's not very legal, but it's got extra features on it, so, yeah.
Hey, hang on.
It's totally worth it.
You've got a copy of the Goonies... But you've also got a pirate copy of it.
Yes.
Why have you got a pirate copy if you've already got a copy of it? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, one is a special edition. The pirated copy is a special edition.
It's not legal, though. See,
I saw it.
See, on a podcast, people can't see you smile when you said that. It was a gift. Is that what you do when you get drugs? You're like, it's not legal, it's a gift. I've got about 10 kilos of cocaine. It's a gift.
I didn't get it. It was a gift. What was I going to say? You don't turn that stuff
off. All right, Steph.
I did turn the little China girl away. I mean, they said she was a gift, but, you know, I just draw it at the line when it comes to, you know, human trafficking. I got issues with that. You know, morals.
Thank God for that.
Imagine that.
Just crack myself open a beer.
Got me a beer.
What are you drinking?
It's actually nice to come in. It's hotter than shit outside.
It's Jubilee weekend here, right? And it's absolutely pissing it down. It's shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's fucking horrible weather. We've got a 4-day weekend, so that's all good.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, we get Monday and Tuesday off, all because the Queen's been on the throne for 60 years.
Are you kidding me? They made a holiday out of it?
Yeah. Yeah, Diamond Jubilee, 60 years, man.
Sweet. You get paid for it?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, so I took Friday off work as holiday. Then I get Saturday, Sunday off anyway. Then I've got Monday and Tuesday off as a bank holiday.
Hell yeah.
Mm.
I'm going to have to call up my work and say I can't come into work on a Tuesday.
Yeah, it's the Queen's Jubilee. Get away with it.
Yeah.
Well, she's your queen as well, so yeah, why not?
She's the people's queen, is she not?
Well, she's your queen, technically. She's America's queen.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you should get days off.
They'd laugh at my face.
They would. They'd be like, Queen who?
Yeah.
Queen Latifah? They'd be like, Queen Latifah? You're probably more likely to get a day off of Queen Latifah's birthday, I think.
No, they'd laugh at me for that too.
For different reasons though.
Exactly. Like, what the hell are you doing listening to Queen Latifah? Yeah. Why not? I just watch her TV shows.
See, I don't even know who she is, right? She's been in a few movies over in this country and that's about it, and no one really cares.
Well, she fell off anyway. I think the last movie I seen her in was that it was like Barbershop, but what was it? It was a salon movie.
Beauty Shop,
that's yeah. What it was. That was she just fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah. It must have made a loud noise when she did. She's huge.
She's on Jenny Craig now, dude. She's good.
What's that?
Jenny Craig?
Yeah.
It's like a weight loss thing.
Oh, she's losing weight.
Yeah, you know, like the Atkins diet or, you know, any of those diet deals they got going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jenny Craig's kind of like a slim fast thing over in America.
Oh, right. Okay, I got you.
I'm surprised you never heard of Jenny Craig. She's like a big deal over here.
No, I've heard of Atkins and all that, but never Jenny Craig or whatever her name is.
It's crazy.
There's loads of diets they have over here, but that was Queen Latifah's thing, wasn't it? Being fat.
If she
gets skinny, then she's just going to be a normal black person.
Yeah, but she's still got that fat ass.
She'll never get rid of that.
Yeah, those things don't go away.
Bit like Nicki Minaj. Yeah. I was watching a Nicki Minaj video today, and my missus even turned around and she went, "Oh, she's really got a nice figure, but her ass is fucking huge."
And you're like, yeah, no. Doing the strangle wank in the corner.
Strangle wank. Is that starting to take over now, is it?
Yeah. Well, I was doing my patio out back, I was listening to Pod Goddammit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I heard all about your Nicki Minaj. That shit's funny.
Strangle wanking. Nice.
Yes, sir. What has it been? About 2 or 3 episodes, Strangle Wanking has been brought up in, and now it's coming up in another podcast.
Yeah, I blame Will for that.
Oh, yeah.
That's all Will. He loves the Strangle Wank. It was in the video cast. it was in everything.
That's funny.
I think I might have to every episode now try and get Strangle Wank in there and get him to talk about it, because he will talk about it.
What does he use, like a belt?
I don't know what he uses, but he must do it. He talks about it enough.
That's funny. I can just imagine him, like, you know, rip his belt off his pants and just loop it around his neck while he's jerking off at the same time. That's the only way plausible I could think of, because choking yourself with your hand, it just doesn't work out.
No, exactly. It's got to be a belt or something, or a nice frilly scarf.
Yeah, you could use a scarf too. I think a belt would be better because you could take the other end of the belt and like stick it in a windowsill or something just to hold it. So if you wanted to choke yourself a little bit more, all you got to do is lean forward.
Man, the people that have actually died from it though, it's mental.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's scary. Yeah,
some of them they get real crazy and like hang a noose and shit.
Yeah, but mate, those sort of people though, they're asking for it because they don't prepare themselves. Because they're just like, if I end up like killing myself with this noose, I'm going to they're going to be like, oh, it's a suicide. But then some smart ass is going to go, but he's got his hand on his dick. It's not a suicide. This was a strangle wank.
I don't know. I don't think I would care if I'm dead, though. But just me as a non-that mental person, you know,
yeah.
I'd be like, I don't want to be caught dead with my dick in my hand. Especially if I didn't come yet.
Yeah, you should. So you don't get nothing out of it. You're just dead.
It's just a bad morning.
Does your family have to like clear up the mess?
Exactly.
And their pride and their dignity.
How'd your dad die? He was a strangle wanker. Oh shit!
Fucking hell. So.
I watched, I don't know if you've ever watched Friends America, but it's strange. Because I lived here a couple of years ago, I used to go to the cinema quite a lot. And aside from laughing, you can't help laughing, they react a lot more over here. And they'll shout things and they'll holler and they'll whoop and they'll do all that American shit. And before the Avengers, they ran adverts. They ran trailers for The Dark Knight. And my fear with The Dark Knight is there's been so much leaked footage.
Right.
I think I've seen everything. I've seen everything. I've got a good idea of what the plot will be.
Yeah.
And because I'm so excited about the film, I'm watching everything. And I want to know, but I'm worried that there's going to be no surprises. Maybe I'm being a bit silly, but there does seem to be a hell of a lot of promotion. I mean, have you watched everything?
Well, yeah, but I honestly think that they are going to surprise us with stuff. I think they're showing us things that we think are really important to the storyline when I don't think they are. I think they're showing us the first third of what we need to see. And the rest of it is all going to be surprising, and we're going to be like, bloody hell, where did that come from? That's what I'm reckoning.
That's probably true, because, yeah, you might have a point, because like, the two main things that I take from the trailer is, firstly, the least important, the lesser importance is the fact that he kisses, what's her face, Frenchie. Marion Cotillard, or whatever, however you pronounce it.
Yeah.
When everyone is expecting him to cop off with Catwoman.
Yeah.
We're still a bit unsure whether to whatever Catwoman's going to be working with him, against him, but both, she seems genuinely upset when she says that she's not sure whether he's dead or not. And then the main thing that everyone's getting their balls out over is the fact that Bane drops the mask. Right.
Yeah.
He drops it into the water as if, and he's sort of swaggering off like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And although I'm not really a comic book guy, I've read a lot, and you know, we all know that he, in the comics, he breaks his back and whatnot.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just a diversion. And we all know that they often use footage which doesn't actually end up in the film, so it could just be.
They cut footage out. And what they do is they put them in different places. So they create your own little narrative in a trailer which doesn't actually exist.
Yeah, true. But, going back to the trailer thing, I then saw the full trailer for, this is where I'm going to embarrass myself, Prometheus.
Yep.
Is that the right pronunciation?
That's it.
Oh, fuck me.
That
I mean,
good.
I like Alien, the Alien saga, you know, whatever. I'm not a massive fan. I like it, and obviously the first films are really good, but I'm certainly nowhere near a geek on those films. But it's the first time in my life where at the end of a trailer I caught myself, my mouth was wide open. I was watching, I was like gawping at the screen, because I don't know if you've seen it, but it was just the trailer I saw. I don't know if they're using the same one in the UK, but obviously they show a bit of footage. The end of 30 seconds is just massive of honking siren,
yeah,
and flashing images of like Idris Elba and all that, just fucking shitting themselves, and all these like, you know, massive faces falling over and huge technology crashing, and Fassbender doing his thing, and I was just like, shit, I'm really excited now, because I wasn't really that bothered. I know Ridley Scott, it's good that he's going back to sci-fi, and I knew why people that loved Alien were getting into it, but I hadn't really been that bothered. But then I saw that trailer and I was like, fuck. I think we're going to look back, and I think that this year is going to be, I mean, there's going to be three of the huge popcorn movies all coming out within a month.
Well, exactly. I mean, this year's going to be the massive for films. I mean, you've had The Avengers,
yeah,
which has hit the billion mark. You've had Hunger Games, which was massive.
True.
You've got Dark Knight Rises coming out, which is going to be huge. You've got you've got The Amazing Spider-Man, which is going to be massive. It's not going to be as big as The Avengers now, but it's still going to do big.
Yeah, I think it's still, yeah, it's going to get close to a billion if not.
And then you got.
It's interesting what you said last week. I hadn't even twigged that they've rebooted that sync so quickly because of rights issues.
Yeah, that's simply the only reason. Otherwise, they would have to give it back to Marvel, and Marvel would have taken it, and then they would have incorporated him in the Avengers, because he is part of the Avengers, Spider-Man.
Yeah, I mean that's where I start getting out geeked, because I'm not into I've been bought a few comic books, like, as presents and things, but I was never really into it. And I was into Watchmen. I read that, and
that's not a comic book. That's a graphic novel. It's different.
It's fucking incredible. Well, okay, there you go. Totally out of me. I shut up. But, you know, I'm not really... I don't know that my history, per se, I'm more... When it comes to comic books, I'm more interested in the film versions. If you know what I mean, that's how I know my shit. But so I was interested to learn that. And am I right in saying that the Fantastic Four were part of the Avengers at one point, or have I just made that?
No, they're part of the Avengers as well, and they would be in it if Marvel had the rights to it as well. But they don't. Fox have the rights to the film, so they're going to
cast that.
Yeah, they're going to reboot Fantastic Four again. So they don't lose the rights, Fox are. I mean, that's all that's going to happen. They're going to keep rebooting all these comic book movies. Otherwise, DC or Marvel are just going to take them off them.
Of course. Because obviously, they'd have to do some technology and get Captain America in both roles. If they did get on, I mean, how would that work?
Yeah, well, I think they're just going to get brand new actors in for the Fantastic Four now. I think the old ones didn't really work that well. They're a bit too kiddified.
Yeah, it was a bit, it was just a bit shit, wasn't it?
Started at what, 11:30, was it? In the morning?
Yeah. Morning on the Friday. Which was actually, ended up being, I think, the hottest, most sunny day of the year thus far. So we thought we'd spend it indoors.
Yeah, it was. You'd have been better off doing it this weekend, wouldn't you, when it was pissing down rain?
Yeah, exactly.
We had to do it before Prometheus, so, you know, sod's law.
Because we convinced ourselves that we were so excited that we'd definitely go see Prometheus as soon as it was out.
Yeah.
It's now been about 3 days and we still haven't seen it.
See, I'm disappointed because I've seen Prometheus.
Have you?
Yeah. Well,
don't say anything.
I will not spoil anything. I promise.
Good.
We've had people nearly spoiling it for us all day today.
Yeah.
Really?
Shut up. Be quiet.
Shut up. Don't
say anything. Don't even tell us there's actors in it.
One guy actually started a sentence with, "I'm not going to spoil anything for you, but this scene right at the end."
No. What's wrong with people? Just be quiet.
Don't worry. It's not a film to be spoiled. Just watch it when you want to watch it.
I'll try. We're trying to boycott. Well, at least I'm trying to boycott the 3D. I just want to watch it normal.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not spoiling anything when I say this. I watched it in 3D, and I actually enjoyed it in 3D. And I'm not.
I don't want things to fly out at me when I'm watching it, though.
What if you?
I'm in a nervous disposition. Upsets me.
The beauty of 3D, I thought, with that, it was that it wasn't too much flying at you. It just looked cool. It just looked like it had a lot of depth to it. So like it went past it. Because like I always think like the best thing about 3D is like, all right, the gimmick is them throwing something at your face, but the beauty of it is seeing beyond the person, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've got in mind. And obviously, if you look back at the original like Alien, and you see how long corridors are, it kind of works with 3D, the fact that you can see down a long room. So it kind of gives you that aspect more than anything. The 3D is used well, is probably what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Even though maybe...
Maybe.
Oh, I didn't know I was trying to sell it to you. I feel like a 3D salesman. Okay, right. What is the best film you two girls have ever seen?
Well, actually, my favourite film is Aliens, so...
Second one.
I was all up the Alien... Yeah, the Alien Marathon.
Is that your favourite film?
Yeah. There's explosions, there's an annoying girl with a weird accent who can laugh at, there's a spaceship. It's a good film.
Mommy, you said there are no monsters.
Where are you from? Newt. I was so happy when the alien got her in the sewers. Take her away. No, Ricky, don't go after her. But yeah, that's my favourite.
Okay.
Andy, what's your favourite?
Is it that hard of a
not
question?
Garfield, then, no.
she becomes the queen of everything.
That sounds like a great film.
Is that such a difficult question?
Favourite film.
Is that such a difficult question? What's your favourite film?
I think so.
Why is that?
Well, okay, what's in your top five then? Don't you just make lists? Everyone likes to make a list. Lists of things to do. Lists of things I saw today. A tree.
Bacon.
One on the list. You saw
bacon?
Bacon.
Tree.
Mm-hmm. Lists of films I like.
You like to
just name a film you like. There you go. Yeah. Let's make it even easier.
All I can think in my head is aliens.
Fuck it. Just
just said that.
Fuck it. Just name a film. You haven't even got to like
Bambi.
It.
My favourite film's Bambi. There we go. Oh, sorry, microphone decided to keel over.
No. You pushed it. It's over. I saw you.
Alright, girls, could you tell us where everybody can find you? Don't give us out your home address, just tell us where to find you on Twitter and your website
that
and that.
Our Twitter is twogirls1cat with number one, not a spelled one, a number one. Two girls, number one, cat. Two girls, number one, cat. Two girls, number one. Yes.
And our YouTube is rather confusingly, to the number two, Girls One Cat.
Yes! Keeping you on your toes. Number two, Girls One Cat. Number two, Girls One Cat. Repetition is the spice of life.
And the key to the cake.
There we go! And don't look for us on Facebook, I haven't finished the page yet. But you'll probably find us if you do. Yes, Twitter, YouTube.
And don't look for us on Facebook.
Go on, look on Facebook.
that's actually all words on Facebook. Facebook.com/2girlsonecat, all words.
So you imagine you, every variety that you could.
We don't believe in consistency.
You do realise the minute you type your title in at Google, Google is constantly going to be thinking you're going to be typing 2 girls, 1 cat. Okay. Okay.
Genius. People will come to our channel thinking, oh, a bit of
scatological fun.
Yeah.
And then they'll actually get
just some light humour.
That's it's done its job. Yeah. Definitely done its job.
The same thing with a lot of M. Night Shyamalan flicks. Like, people give him hell for making shitty movies, and he has. But up there in two of my favorite movies would be the Sixth Sense and The Village. The Village runs a close second to me behind Usual Suspects. Because I just love of the what-the-fuck endings. You know, when they panned out in The Village and they showed everybody... You know, basically was just living on the other side of this interstate or highway or whatever it was. And I was like, wow, really?
Did you not pick up
anything? Really all just fucking fake, just an Amish community?
Did you not pick up anything in that film? I mean, I'm not saying that I got the twist because no one's going to get that twist. But it's the same as I don't understand people. If anyone says who hasn't seen The Sixth Sense at all or heard about it, says, oh, I knew Bruce Willis was dead. No, you didn't. Nobody knew Bruce Willis was dead. I don't even think Bruce Willis knew he was dead until the end of that fucking film. It doesn't, you know, people who say they got the twist are lying because you can't guess it. I mean, there's nothing in that film to tell you it's fucking happening unless you go back and watch it. But with The Village, I didn't know they were living in a little like compound, like a fucking reserve, you know. It's like a fucking zoo, really, what they're living in, isn't they? Like, it's being looked after that they can't get out. When they started mentioning things like alleyways, I sat there and I was watching the film, and I actually watched it in America, and I sat there with my girlfriend, and I went, alleyways? I was like, they didn't have alleyways back in them days. And I just sat there and I was like, okay. And then she went, oh, and my sister got raped. So I was like, maybe me being a bit overthought, oh, it's an M. Night Shyamalan film, that maybe, like, they just use the word rape. I was like, but if you're living in such a weird, close-knit thingy, you wouldn't understand what the word rape meant, if that kind of made sense. And I kind of thought of it that way. And then when the twist did come about, that they were living in normal times, and the fact that they just went into the compound, and I thought, it makes sense. They obviously did that for a reason. Because alleyways did not exist back in Village days. Didn't have an alleyway. Do you know what I mean? Like, so like, I picked up on that straight away and I thought, well, maybe that's a mistake. Maybe he just said it because he's not a very good writer. But, do you know what I mean? But it made sense. It was there for a reason. And like, I pick up a little things like that. And you're probably going to go back and watch that now and go, he fucking did say alleyway. Why did I not pick up on that? Where's Kaiser Soze in this film?
I don't know if I'll go back and watch that one or not, but
no.
I'm not even sure I went back and rewatched it a second time, but I remember being, you know, confused and happy about the ending. But yeah, I didn't pick up on any of the dialogue and shit, but I'm really just a dumb chimp when it comes to movies, man. I don't watch many movies that I don't like. Yeah, you know, there's just got to be really bad acting and shit for me, you know, not to like it. You know, I think I watched, well, the last I don't like, I'm not a big action movie guy because they all seem the same to me. I just watched the latest Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
With Tom Cruise, whatever.
Yeah. Called the Ghost Protocol.
Ghost Protocol or some shit. Yeah. I didn't like that. I watched Killer Elite when it was in the theater last summer. I didn't like that. And I was excited about that movie.
Who's in that one?
Because I thought, fucking Jason Statham.
Oh, right.
Statham and De Niro.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
And I thought, wow, that's going to be a good flick, because I'm a big Robert De Niro fan, and I was just pissed off when I left the theater. I was like, that was every fucking action movie I've ever seen in my entire life. And that's kind of how I felt about Mission Impossible 4 or whatever it is, too. Just the same shit, a little bit different scenarios. There's no creativity left in Hollywood when it comes to action movies, so.
Yeah.
But The Avengers was good. I saw that in 3D. And I'm not even a comic book guy, but I like that movie.
I thought The Avengers was amazing.
Thought it was amazing? Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was a brilliant film. It was so well done.
It was. Yeah. I took the boys to it. That's the main reason why, because I knew they'd love it, and they did. They said, that's the longest they've sat still in months.
Yeah, and the film's like 2.5 hours long. So, like, it's got everything, though. It's family-friendly, even though it's funny, it's action-packed, and it's good. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't, it's not a patronising film. It's a good action film, but it's for everyone.
Yeah. Whereas, I'm glad that they kept, De Niro, or Iron Man, whatever his name.
Danny Jr.
Name is. Yeah. Robert Downey Jr. That dude is fucking hilarious. I haven't even seen the Iron Man's. Now I'm going to go back and watch the Iron Man.
Oh, he's brilliant in the Iron Man. Watch them. Do you know he got paid $50 million to get in to be in the Avengers? $50 million.
I heard that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fucking money, dude.
Yeah. And you got to remember, the Avengers.
And everybody else got pennies compared to that.
Exactly. Like, you got to remember, the Avengers is about Iron Man, the Hulk, Thor, Captain America, Hawkeye, Black Widow, and I'm probably forgetting someone else, but I can't remember. So he got $50 million, right? The actual budget on that film was $250 million. So take $50 million off, that's $200 million. Everyone else got about, $4 million each? $4 million each, because then the rest of it went on the movie.
Yeah.
So they could put all their money together, and they probably haven't even made half of what he made. So, when you watch The Avengers, and you watch Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr. in The Avengers, you're like, but he's so good. I mean, there's a reason why they paid him so much money in it, because he's so good at it. You know what I mean? That guy, Robert Downey Jr., spent fucking most of the 90s getting drunk on drugs. He was like Charlie Sheen. Do you know what I mean? He was waking up in people's fucking
hookers.
Yeah. He was waking up in other people's houses. Do you know what I mean? He didn't care. And now look at him. He's like the richest fucking actor in the world, and no one cared. Everyone loves him. So there you go. So if you're like a meth addict out there, don't worry. One day you could be Iron Man. Who knows? that's the story they want to tell you.
That's funny. I look forward to all the sequels, and they're doing a new Iron Man.
Yeah.
So I'll probably have to check that out when it comes out. But you think they'll do a DC will be doing a Justice League now?
Well, I hope DC will do a Justice League, because obviously you've got Dark Knight coming out this year, and that's Dark Knight Rises will be the last of the Nolans, which means they will restart Batman after that. They'll do a brand new Batman. And hopefully they will be clever enough to realise that the Avengers made so much money, but if they put a bit of money in towards doing a good Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, Aquaman and The Flash, then you've got a fucking great Justice League set up there for you, because they are better characters than half the Avengers, I think. I think DC, I mean, obviously, you're not a massive comic book fan, but, and I'm not a massive comic book fan, but I like my superheroes. I think DC has the better superheroes than Avengers, than Marvel do. I think having a film with Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, The Flash and that, trumps a fucking 4 Iron Man movie, big time, I think. So if they were clever enough, if they all got them together and made their own Justice League movie, it'd be fucking amazing.
I think they could do wouldn't even have to be Justice League. I think they could just do a real life version of the mini Superman and Batman cartoons that they put out. Because I like watching those with the boys, you know what I mean? Superman, Batman versus Doomsday or whatever, I think is the last one I won.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think they could do a real life version of that and beat the fuck out of the Avengers.
Oh, definitely. I mean,
just with those two characters alone, because they're more well known.
Exactly. I don't think you'd have to pay somebody $50 million just to be Superman. Do you know what I mean? The reason they had to pay $50 million for Robert Downey Jr. to be Iron Man is because Robert Downey Jr. is worth more than Iron Man is. That's the whole point of it. That's why they had to pay him so much money.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas anyone can be Batman. I mean, I know Christian Bale is a good Batman, but they're going to make a new Batman, you know what I mean, and it could be anyone. It's a bit like James Bond. I know Daniel Craig is a good James Bond, but not being funny, if you give it to someone else, people will just get on with it. So,
yeah.
I think it's all the way it works.
I don't pay attention to James Bond.
But... No, I noticed with Austin American.
Yeah, now that, I mean... Henry and Scott, I mean, they're both big James Bond guys. You know what I mean? They could literally name every movie, and I think Henry actually has. Well, he's recently got a Blu-ray player, so he's rebuying a lot of the shit on Blu-ray.
Yeah,
that's available. So they're actually pretty big movie buffs. Scott likes the B movies. Like he's a B movie nut.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's 80s B movies. That's his thing. Yeah. If it came out on Betamax, he fucking knows about it.
That's cool. Right, so Mick, what's going on with your music?
What's going on with my music?
What's happening with your music, man?
Probably already available on the PodGod site will be Flood Warning 2, The Vault. This is, let me just backtrack a little bit here. I put out Flood Warning 1 last summer.
Yeah.
And I put that out on a site that got taken over by the government because it was an illegal file sharing site. RapidShare or something like that. Yeah. So, here a few months ago, or a couple months ago, I put out Flood Warning 1.5, which is basically to replace Flood Warning 1, and that was basically a lot of the stuff that was on Flood Warning 1, a lot of the songs that were on there, plus a couple new ones, basically. And so that's available now on podgodsnetwork.com. If you enter the feed on the main page there and click Mr. Mix Music, you can go download that for free. Like there's 9 or 10 songs on there, one featuring Matt Cruz from Smudcast Internet Radio Show Smidnight, and he also does the intro for a couple of the podcasts and the new Muse News show on podcast internet television. Have you checked that out yet, Adam?
I'm loving Sit. I'm loving Sit. I think it's a fucking amazing idea.
I just wish they'd do longer shows, but yeah, it's working out pretty good.
Yeah.
You Brits got Hulu over there?
No, we haven't, but I can get Hulu on my laptop. Sneakily.
Okay.
Yeah, so I want to watch the Hulu spoiler show, isn't it?
Spoilers.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting to. That comes out tomorrow,
yeah,
actually.
I'll probably watch that.
June 3rd, so June 4th. I just wonder what that's about. I seen the studio. He twit-picked a picture of the studio.
I know what it's about.
He's taking a lot of money on that shit, man.
Yeah. It's, what they're doing is... what did, he's going to sit down and talk about movies that come out this week, and they're going to talk about the movies that just come out, and they're going to talk about them at, like, you know, when The Walking Dead come out, they had a show with the Nerdist guy, Chris Hardwick, and they talked about the last episode that just aired. What they're going to do with Hulu spoilers, they're going to talk about the films that have just come out, and then they're going to chat about them. And, like, the thing is, like, in your country, in America, I'll say your country, in America, that seems to be a new thing. But over here,
in the land that I own,
but over in this country, that they've been doing that quite a lot anyway. They always have a lot of shows where we will have a mainstream show, prime time show, they call it, and then on another channel, they talk about exactly what just happened with an audience and celebrities. And you get to tweet in and talk about it. So for me, that's normal. I'm like, yeah, like, I know you don't like The X Factor, but they'll have The X Factor on, and then there's a show straight on after it called The Extra Factor, where you get to then talk about what just happened. So, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, like, that's, you know, that's normal. So, like, when, like, Kevin Smith was talking about how great it was, I was like, come to Britain. Every fucking channel has a fucking show after a show. You know, that's all you end up watching. You watch one show, and you're watching a show about a show you just watched.
People love it, though.
Yeah,
man,
no.
A lot of that shit over here is reserved for YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go to YouTube, and there's lots of shows that cover the current movies, or they'll do, you know, how you guys do your trailer breakdown on the Oddcast podcast.
Man, not anymore.
Millions.
We stopped the trailer breakdown.
Not millions, but there's hundreds of shows that just cover trailers.
Yeah.
Like, they'll watch The Dark Knight, the latest Dark Knight Rises fucking trailer, and they'll spend 15 minutes talking about it.
Did you watch our video?
Wow, really?
Did you watch our video cast we did?
Oh, yeah, I did.
About
Will does not look anything like I thought Will was going to look like.
What did you think he looked like?
I just had this image in my head because his Facebook page, because we're friends on Facebook, he doesn't fucking use it, but...
No, he doesn't.
You know, I sent him a request and he accepted it at some point. But it's a picture of him, like a skinny him, with glasses, breathing fire.
Yeah.
So I kind of took that little picture of him, and he kind of looks like somebody I know, so every time I hear him talk, I picture that person I know in my head talking. In an English accent. But then I saw him on your Oddcast video cast. I'm like, wow, that motherfucker's changed since that picture.
Yeah, he had a kid and got fat.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
Yeah. But,
I think it's cool, man. You should really keep up the video cast, man. That's a great idea. It's another awesome thing for the network you can do, man. Kudos, man. It's awesome.
We're hoping to do one monthly. We can probably do one a month, maybe. I think that's probably the best way of doing it. Don't want to do too many. But I think one a month might be cool.
Yeah.
And, it's a good way of...
I'd say one a week, but...
Well,
you know.
I'll do one a week if we could, but, you know, if we can get around to doing it, or one every day. Yeah, fuck it. I'll probably do one every fucking day now, me. I change my mind so often. I'm like, let's do one every day. Just fucking film yourself on your phone and we just talk. I'm a bit like Kevin Smith. I'm just like, come on, let's do this. I'll just take my camera around there. I'm just going to film you cook food and then we just put that on there.
Yeah. People do dumber shit.
Exactly, yeah. No, but I enjoyed the video cast. I thought that was fun. I thought that was good.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was a good way to do it.
I'm hoping in the new crib I'm in here to get a video camera that's worthy of recording and start recording some of the podcasts.
Yeah. I think that
we'll see what happens with that. But
you can record a lot of stuff on your iPhone and that, which comes out pretty decent, I find.
Eh, it's all right. It's okay. Looking for something a little bit better than that, though. What was it?
Well, the thing with the video cast, I had to do a lot of editing with the whole names going across and all that, so it was... That took more time than the actual recording did.
Yep.
Because I had to even put the trailer, Prometheus trailer, yep, we watched in the corner, so I had to make sure that went in all right and didn't sort of, you know, cover someone's face. But then it was quite cool because Will ended up showing his belly. Just took his shirt off.
Dude, he's like the British version of Tyson. He really is.
He is. He's hard to control. I say to him, he's hard to control. You can't do nothing about it. If he doesn't enjoy something, then he will fucking tell me he's not enjoying it. If he doesn't want to talk about something, he will tell me to stop talking about it. So, like, yeah. Whereas Ash is just easy. Ash will just get on with anything. If I mention something, Ash is like, yeah, let's just talk about it. Whereas Will's like, I'm not talking about that. And he would shut me down. I mean, if I recorded every podcast I did with Will, the amount of times I've started talking about something, he's actually just started staring out the window. And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, you even listening? He's like, no, I'm not listening. I'm like, okay, let's carry on then. Let's talk about something different. So, yeah, it can be hard work, but it's all fun, though. You do get some great, great lines out of work.
I got to get the video editing down. I got a couple of projects I'm going to be putting together some videos for here, and I just got to get used to doing the video editing because I really haven't done much of that in the past. But I've got a pretty high aptitude when it comes to software, so
yeah,
I'll be spending some time on that during my free time.
Cool.
But back to the music. Flood Warning 2: The Vault will be available probably by the time you hear this. On the podcast.network.com, it'll be again under Mr. Mix Music, and this is basically a collection of things that I, or songs that I haven't released before, and they date anywhere from 2003 to 2009, I think is the latest one. So it's all old stuff. I've been in my recording, producing music for over 10 years now, and I've literally not really released anything, so I have a lot of stuff in the vault. So that's why I'm calling this one The Vault, because it's all older stuff, but I think it's worthy enough that people will enjoy it. And actually, I've put some of them out as, I guess, singles or whatever. You know, I put them out on Twitter and put them up on Hulkshare and gotten quite a few downloads. But it'll be some of those songs coupled with some I've never released before, and it'll be a free download. And it's all hip-hop,
cool,
pop music, so if you don't like hip-hop, probably won't like it, but if you like hip hop and support independent music, check it out. There's some good tunes on there. My daughter's on one song, and I got two or three different rappers on there that I worked with through the years. So it's good shit, man.
Right, worst movie. What's your worst movie?
Man, I have talked about this on TLPS so much. I hate The Truman Show. I would like to bitch slap Jim Carrey for making it. I think it's a terrible movie.
What's wrong with it? What do you hate about it so much?
Terrible. It's just the everything that I don't like it. It's just so cheesy. it's truly annoying. This, everybody's in a good mood, and everybody's perfectly happy, and then there's this guy, you know.
You do realize that the reason
it bothers me.
Do you know the reason they're in a good mood and happy is because they're acting in a film.
Right, it's the whole thing is cheesy to me. It's just come the hell on, kind of cheesy.
But no, you don't understand what I'm saying. They're not acting. I'm not saying they're acting. They're acting within a film being cheesy. Right. So you're saying the film's cheesy.
Right.
That was the whole point of it.
Because the whole thing, the guy, he realizes who he is and that there's a world out there. I'm good. I just find it a terrible movie. Never liked it.
I love the way you said it.
Once I figured out all that. Is what?
He said, oh, yeah, I'm good. He's happy. I'm good. Yeah, I get that. I want to be miserable.
I don't want to be miserable, but I want a decent movie. I'm just saying, like, the whole idea of the movie is cheesy. Making fun of me now, fucker. it's just that the whole idea, the whole story. I realize that actors are supposed to be actors and they're cheesy like that because it's a TV show within a movie, blah, blah, blah. But I'm just saying the whole idea of the movie, you know, if I was your, yeah. It's just it's stupid to me. I find it really irritating and annoying.
Did you watch Ed TV?
Did
you watch Ed TV?
Yeah, I know. Well, see, that's I've seen bits of it. Wasn't impressed.
I like Ed TV. I like Truman Show though. So.
See, I I'm good. If I never have to watch it ever in my life, I'm good. I'm good. I was very disappointed. I thought that was a waste of my $7 at the time to go, you know, drive to the cinema and go see it. And, yep, I'm good. Good, good, good. I just expect a lot better. Jim Carrey, you know? I just didn't find the movie.
You're not a fan of Jim Carrey then, no?
I love Jim Carrey.
Okay, I get you. Better. So, that film let you down because you like Jim Carrey so much.
Yeah, and it's just... It wasn't... No. Yeah. Yes and no-ish.
Make your mind up.
I'm just good. it's just... That's fine if you did it and everything, but like I said, the whole idea... And, matter of fact, I just watched I Love You, Philip Morris the other night, and while it was a terribly cheesy movie, there are some parts in it that made me laugh out loud, and I just thought it was very Jim Carrey-ish. You know, the whole him and Ewan McGregor snogging it out was a little stomach-turning, because they're two manly men, you know, you just don't see that.
It's Obi-Wan, isn't it?
It's just... It's what?
It's Obi-Wan Kenobi and the mask. It's Obi-Wan Kenobi kissing Ace Ventura.
Yeah. Exactly. And like, you know, these guys are the top name. It'd just be like, you know, like two wrestlers, you know, kissing it out. It's just like, oh, it doesn't sit well with me. That'd be like The Rock making out with John Leguizamo or something. Like that. It's just not right.
The Rock kissing John Leguizamo from Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
What a weird little... Where'd you pluck that name from?
Well, oddly enough, I watched Super Mario Brothers the other day. I own the DVD. That's how I roll, buddy. I own it.
God, you watch some fucking shit. That's brilliant.
No, I don't watch The Truman Show.
No, you don't. You just watch Super Mario Brothers with Bob Hoskins.
Come on, that's a good damn movie.
It's not good. It's okay.
Good movie,
it's okay. It's not good.
Oh, it's a very entertaining movie. Very entertaining. And I'm John, have you ever seen The Pest? John Leguizamo and The Pest? God, that's a funny movie.
The Pest?
It's an absolute shit movie, but it is a lit. Pest. P-E-S-T. Hilarious.
No, I never heard of
like
it.
It's not like the one in the 80s.
John Leguizamo, he's brilliant now because he does the voice of Sid the Sloth in Ice Age.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what he's best for.
But that's the only reason why... Oh, you need to see The Pest. It will totally change your mind about him. He is such a good... It's funny.
I thought you were going to say it would totally change my world.
It's very... It'll change your opinion about him. Have you ever seen To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Love, Julie Newmar?
Yes, I have. I like that film.
Yes. It's like a step beyond on that. It's just insanely hilarious.
That To Wong Fu film is good. I like it because it's a good film because it has Patrick Swayze and Wesley Snipes dressed as women, as drag queens. And then
could you imagine them freaking out. You know how disturbing that would have been?
Exactly. They're fucking manly men.
Yes.
And that, but he does.
Like Christian Bale making out with like the kid that was in Old School, or not Old School, but the new guy. That's what it was.
DJ Qualls.
Whatever his freaky name is, I don't know.
The kid out of Road Trip.
But yeah, it's just like it's him too. I don't know. I've never seen Road Trip. Is that bad?
No, it's not bad at all. It's not that. It's a good film. It's not that bad. You ain't gonna miss it. With the beauty of Super Mario Brothers, which I thought was great, is that it seemed the storyline seemed like they'd already written a story about going to this weird world with dinosaurs, and then suddenly someone jumped on it and said, "Why don't you just change the name to Super Mario Brothers and then make the two characters brothers and plumbers? Go with it." It's like they latched on to the idea.
I'm pretty sure they took it directly from the video game, which is kind of what
no,
it was.
No, they didn't. No, somebody.
It was just a little update.
No, somebody had already written a script that involved dinosaurs in this world, and they went, just call it Super Mario Brothers. It's the same with. Have you ever seen Die Hard with a Vengeance, yeah? The third one?
No. I've never seen any Die Hard movie ever.
You haven't? Bloody hell. Well, I'll tell you now. Die Hard with a Vengeance, right, stars Bruce Willis and Samuel Jackson. And what happens, that original script was supposed to be Lethal Weapon 4. And if you watch it now, you'll understand it has a white guy, it has a black guy, it has black kids in a school gonna get blown up. So if you watch it, you're like, yeah, that would have been Mel Gibson, Danny Glover, and Danny Glover's kids. So it was and they went, oh no, it ain't going to be Lethal Weapon anymore. We're just going to make it Die Hard now. And they made it Die Hard 3. And they just added Jeremy Irons as the German guy. A British guy putting on a German accent, as they do.
Because
every British villain has to have an accent.
She's hot, dude. She is. You're crazy if you don't think she's sexy.
At least you're Dusku, or Ducku.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she's good. I liked her from Buffy. She was good in Buffy.
Yeah, see, I never seen it, but I've seen, previews on TV. I don't get to watch a whole lot of TV shows, because, to me, there's no reason for me to get into it, because I never get the time to, spend to watch show to show.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd rather sit down for an hour and a half and put a movie away,
But then again, Buffy's been off the air for about 10 years, and there's about 7 seasons of it, so you got hours to catch up with if you even want to bother.
And that's just that Buffy. There's other Buffies too,
They got the movie. You seen the movie?
Yeah, I've seen the movie. Real cheesy.
Yeah, proper cheese.
Who was that girl?
That was Kirsty Swanson, I think her name was.
Was that the only thing she was in?
Probably.
I don't remember her in anything else, but I remember she was smoking hot. And that was what, in the middle 90s or something like that?
That was about 92, yeah. David Arquette was in that. Luke Perry. Yeah. Donald Sutherland. Hilary Swank was in it as well. Yeah, but she had a little part where she probably died in the first 10 seconds. So I don't know.
You didn't even recognize her. She was covered in makeup.
Yeah, that's usually what they do in the 90s. It's amazing when you look back at some films in the 90s and you realize some big stars are in them, and you're like, fucking hell, what happened to them? And you're like, fucking hell, they're Oscar winners.
I want to say Paul Rubens was in that Buffy too.
He was.
That's why I remember his arm got ripped off when he had it in the moon roof, and he hit that branch and it ripped his arm off, and he goes, "You ruined my new jacket." I think that had to be the best spot in the whole damn movie, because everything else was just stupid.
So Paul Rubens was Pee Wee Herman, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
He got caught wanking in the cinema, didn't he?
Yeah, Yeah, but they can't prove it. They never did.
What, he just got arrested and mugshot, and then they said, did you wank? He went, no. And that was it.
Well, the thing is that, yes, he was in the movie theater, but then they couldn't prove that he had his dick in his hand. Because I guess, I just heard this not that long ago, there was another person next to him, like in the same area, fucking jerking off, and they can't pin it that he was actually, you know, wagging off. But just the thought of a child star being in an X-rated theater blew everyone out of the water anyway.
Right. Is that, are they illegal, those theaters?
Oh, yeah.
But they advertise them so well. So if they're illegal, how do they advertise so well?
Oh, I mean, they're everywhere. If you go, like, where I work in between where I'm at now and up in Chicago. And in the middle of that is Gary. It used to be, like, the number one murder capital of the U.S., but it's kind of fell in the rankings since then. Hmm. But if you go down in Gary, man, it's almost every other spot is a adult store. Or they got little cinema shows and glory holes and whatever else.
Glory holes.
Oh, there's just prostitutes everywhere, and they'll jump out in front of your car to get you to stop to see if you want a good time.
Either that or they get some insurance payout.
Yeah, either one.
See, when I hear of glory holes, I automatically think of Scary Movie 2. Or was it Scary Movie when he goes into the toilets and the dick pokes through his ear?
Yeah. It was a scary movie. I can't remember which number it was.
I think it was the first one. But yeah. His dick goes right through his ear.
That was funny as hell.
So that was probably the first time I realised what the fuck a glory hole was. I was like, I ain't getting in there. I might die.
I always imagine someone with a mustache on the other side. Like, there can't be. If they're on the other side of the wall, they can't be good looking, or they can't be a woman.
They gotta look like Brian, didn't they?
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. Well, he's a trucker. I bet he's gone into certain little glory hole stations at petrol stations.
Yeah, but on the giving end.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes in there to get some spare cash so he can pick up a Mountain Dew and finish his trip.
He's not going to deny it, is he? He's gonna agree to it. Say, yeah, that's what I do.
Oh yeah, he'll roll with it because he probably does. That's all right. I'm not here to judge.
No. I bet it's all fun. It gets him a bit of gas money, I suppose. He's all sorted. So, what's your favourite film?
My favourite one for the longest time was Full Metal Jacket.
Ah, yeah. Stanley Kubrick.
I absolutely love that film. I love it.
What'd you like about it so much?
Oh, just the whole beginning's the best, actually. You know, when they're going through boot camp and everything, and Arlie Ermey's going off on everyone.
Yeah.
Just the way that he portrayed all the characters, you know, it kept your attention the whole time until they went to war. And then it kind of fell off a little.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the first part of it, up until the guy shoots himself in the head, that is a brilliant film. It's probably the best army film I've ever seen without actually going to war.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, you got Platoon, which is a good movie, and there's, Jarhead. There's a ton of war films out there.
Yeah.
But it's like you said, without going to war, but just the way that they trained them and broke them down for it was amazing.
Yeah. The second part was a little bit not as good as, you know, because the first half was so good, the second half, I think, slacked a little bit because of it.
Yeah, they couldn't live up to the first half.
Definitely. I mean, that first part of the movie, you know, the barracks where they filmed it all, and then where they were doing the training, that was filmed in Colchester, which is literally down the road from us.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and a mate of mine was in the army and actually did his training in the same barracks. So he was cleaning the same toilets as they filmed it in. So the ones where he shot himself, he was doing the whole cleaning and the whole training station as what they were doing. And he said it was fucking freaky, the fact that he was in the same toilets, cleaning the toilets and cleaning the floors and all that. And he was like, this is where that fucking dude shot his fucking face off, even though it was a movie.
I would hate trying to go take a piss in the middle of the night because I just see Private Piles sitting there going, hi, Joker.
Yeah.
You know, with his fucking weird-ass fucking shit.
That is probably the best army film around, without a doubt. Even though there's hardly any war in it.
No, there isn't. It's, at the very end, even when they go to war, and it's mostly about Private Joker doing his journalism.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really what it was all about, you know.
I think the thing is that film, without the director it had Kubrick as director. Without him, that film could have easily have gone off and been, you know, forgettable. But I think the way he filmed it, like he does a lot of his movies, they stay with you. The thing about Kubrick is he's one of them directors which people either get him or they don't. When he makes a movie, he shoots every scene like a photograph.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of it. So every scene is sticks in your head. Like you said, the bit where he walks into the toilet at the middle of the night and he's standing there. You imagine, you picture that scene straight away. Because it's shot.
With his weird face and shit.
Because it's shot so well.
What is this Mickey Mouse shit?
But he's shot so well that you picture it straight away. The same with Kubrick when he did The Shining. Every scene in that film stays with you. Like the scene of the two kids in the middle of the hallway and the kid on his little tricycle and when he's throwing the ball up and down the hallway. Do you know what I mean? Every scene just stays with you like a picture. And I think that's the beauty of Kubrick's stuff. But people kind of forget that and think, it was Kubrick. He was weird.
And a lot of people don't even know him. They know a movie.
Yeah.
You know, like Full Metal Jacket or Shining or, you know, anything like that. They know the movie, but they don't know this guy.
No.
And I don't think that they really appreciate and go into detail what he actually does. It's kind of like Tarantino. A lot of people don't know Tarantino. They know the movies.
Yeah.
You know, but the way Tarantino puts a movie together, to me, is amazing.
Oh, definitely.
He's like a puzzle maker.
I think Tarantino's great. I mean, some people think he's a bit of a dickhead and that, but yeah, that's fair enough. Will thinks he's a cunt. But
I can see it.
He makes good films. He takes, anyone can direct a movie, but nobody can make a movie. That's kind of what I look at it that way. I mean, that might be wrong, but he takes it to the next level. He's like, you think of something, he's already thought about three steps ahead of that. That's kind of how I see him working. So like when he done Pulp Fiction, he was way ahead of it. So people were like, bloody hell, this is amazing. He was telling the story at sync and he made it interesting. Do you know what I mean? Then they tried to redo it all the way through the 90s. And then, bang, he was onto something different, like Kill Bill. Where he took
But then Kill Bill still coincided with Pulp Fiction or Jackie Brown. They all have something from each movie in them.
Exactly. Do you like Kill Bill?
Like Jack Rabbit Slims, or, you know, you could see it in every part of every movie he does.
Well, that's what Kevin Smith does as well. He likes to connect his movies.
Yeah.
Which is good.
I think he connects his movies more with characters than with places, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you'll see the one stop in about every movie, but...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But as far, it's more of a character thing, but I think Tarantino, he builds it in as, like, this is all one city.
Yeah.
You know, and all these people coincide, but none of them know each other. I think that's kind of how he plans his shit out.
So I'm a massive Tarantino fan, and I was saying to people before, I can't wait for Tarantino's new, I think it's called the Django Unchained. It's like a Western slavery film.
And I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, it's a brand new one. It's coming out, I think, at Christmas or whatever. And when Inglourious Basterds come out, I weren't interested. And then now this Django Unchained's coming out, It's got Leonardo DiCaprio in it. And I just think he is going to take what he did with Pulp Fiction and he's going to make something that could easily, in the wrong hands, be, you know, normal and average to something that people are going to be talking about. He has a good way of taking a story and mixing it up and making a good movie out of it.
Some things are you looking forward to this year, though? I mean, there's the big ones, but are there any other films that you've got
an eye
for later this year?
To be honest, I was only really excited about Batman coming out. That's pretty much it. I mean, Prometheus is good. I mean, I watch anything in cinema. I watch loads of stuff. But the one film I was getting most excited about was the Batman film. And even in December, Tarantino's new film.
Oh, yeah, Jackman. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Django Unchained, which usually them sort of films wouldn't appeal to me, but after, because when Inglourious Basterds was going to come out, I was like, ugh, I'm not really into all this shit. He's going to be a bit dull. But when I watched it was like fucking amazing. So I thought, well, I'm not into westerns and stuff like that, but you know, the slavery films and all that shit, and I'm not really into all that. But if Tarantino's there, then you know he's going to mix it up.
And he's going to end up what's his face, the Austrian guy that was in Inglourious Basterds.
Christoph Waltz.
He's got like a main role.
Christoph Waltz. Yeah.
I've never seen him, like, you know, he was just incredible.
He used to be an Austrian soap opera actor.
Right.
Yeah, so he used to be in like an Australian version of like EastEnders.
So fuck, he's like what, Ian Bill?
Yeah.
Christoph. Ian Bill for the Oscar next year.
Yeah, all he's got to do is make friends with Tarantino, then that's it. It'd be in the next Tarantino film, and then we'll be seeing Ian Bill at the Oscars.
I fucking hate Ian Bill. What, oh my god. I like many, many men across the country, fucking end up having to watch EastEnders every night.
I'm lucky I don't have to.
Whenever he comes on, I smash the place up. What annoys me the most about him is, right, he's now the, I think he's the only cast member left from the original cast of EastEnders. Like, you know, he's got ambition, hasn't he? He stayed on the fucking thing for 30 years.
That's because he can't get any more work.
Because he's playing the same fat wanker who owns the same fucking place, owns about the same things. Oh, God, that fucking guy. Anyway.
He's been bankrupt about 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
And he can still get credit and still afford to get a new business going.
Put your money on there now, I'm telling you. Within the next 5 years, he's going to win Best Supporting Actress. Tarantino loves EastEnders.
Definitely going to happen.
I've heard a rumour, Dotcom's going to be freeing the slaves. She's got a key role. There with the key. Oh, yeah, it's going to be amazing. But it is interesting how there's, you know, so how, I mean, he's so fantastic. He was so fantastic in Inglourious Basterds. How many actors are there in non-English speaking countries that just don't do massive blockbusters? And it just takes that one break, I guess, to come across, but. There's so many people that are just total shite that are getting recast all the time. You know, there's this whole world of talent that English speaking, but not English born or American born that don't get discovered. I find it quite interesting, but just need Tarantino to go out there. But you know, Ian Bill.
Adam Woodyatt, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm going to start hashtagging that today in all my tweets. Ian Bill for Oscars. Ian Bill for Oscar. We should do that. Yeah. We should do Ian Bill for Oscar 2014, right? And then people won't have a clue, because then we just start saying, yeah, well, he's going to be in the movie, isn't he?
Oh, man, he's been cast, baby. You don't know about this? Oh, you're behind the times. Tarantino's on this, baby.
Fuck
it
out.
It's not the snappiest hashtag I've ever heard, but that's it. Would you be for the Oscars? Yeah, I mean, well, let's be honest. If he plays someone Jewish with a limp, maybe a speech impediment. What else?
Bit retarded.
Some sort of someone with a limp. Yeah, we'll retard it. It's gonna be PC inside. But thanks. Yeah, retarded. What else?
Black.
Yeah, I'm not sure Bill can do black.
Oh, you never know. Robert Downey Jr. got nominated for Tropic Thunder, and he was playing a white man playing a black man.
Look, let's just dwell on this one. Let's just dwell on this a second. We're allowed to base Ian Bill playing a black man to get an Oscar. Alright, let's make it happen, baby.
Yeah. Right, go on.
Right, he's doing Al Johnson. He's doing a bio, that's it. He's doing a bio of Al Johnson. But what people didn't know about Al is that he had this massive limp and a learning difficulty.
Yeah.
Bill comes in, smashes it, absolutely Richard Keys it.
Yeah.
He gets the part, he's hanging out at the moment. He's all over it. And Tino's behind the lens, it's happened. That's it.
Done.
Oscar, the committee, they're gonna be all over that.
That's it, Dan. I think you've just got himself an Oscar. Have you ever seen the film Bronson?
No.
You need to watch the film Bronson. It's a British film about a it's about a real person in Britain called Charles Bronson. He's in jail. He's the only British person ever to be in jail for so long without ever killing somebody. Yeah, what he did, he went into jail.
I've heard of the name before.
He's gone into jail. I think he went into jail first for holding up a post office, and then he went into jail. And ever since, he's constantly been fighting in jail, and he just never gets parole. So he's just constantly staying in there. I think he got let out for one. He got let out for a small amount of time, and then he didn't like it. So then he just went and robbed a jewellery store. And then got caught on purpose. So he could go back.
I think people like that, though, they want to be in there. Once you live that lifestyle for so long and you're more accepted into that society.
Yeah.
You know, oh, that's more like home to you.
Exactly, that's what he was. And the problem that when he's in there, though, he wouldn't just be nice. He took people, like, the teachers hostage, and he would, like, you know, strip them, paint them, and, you know, throw shit at everyone. He would jump on the, he'd get on the roof and start throwing things at everyone. The guy is a fucking nutcase. At this moment in time, he's still in jail, but he's actually stuck in a cage like an animal.
Oh, so he's like Lecter.
Yeah, but he's never killed anybody. But I'm not being funny. It probably wouldn't take him much, and you probably would kill somebody.
I don't know. If that's not your thing, that's not your thing. I mean, he's more of a poop slinger, it sounds like.
I'll tell you what, though. It's definitely a film you should definitely watch. Bronson. If you and Brian, whoever thinking something to watch, watch Bronson, definitely.
I'll have to look it up. I'll look it up tonight and try to find it.
Yeah, definitely, and especially because it's got Tom Hardy in it, because he's going to be in the next Batman. It's going to be it probably will get talked about a lot.
Oh yeah,
so
I think a lot of people are waiting for this next Batman. And what's sad about it is it's the last one, I think.
Well, it won't be the last one. It'll be the last Nolan one, and then they're going to re-release. They're going to redo a new one, aren't they? With a brand new Batman, brand new story. Yeah, like they've done with.
That's what I'm saying. They're gonna reboot it, and it's weird because once you find a Batman you like, it's kind of like James Bond. Once you find a Bond you like, and they start changing shit up, then you kind of get out of the story for a little bit, you know.
Well, out of all the Batmans, who have you liked? All right, I'll go through them. Right? Did you like Michael Keaton?
I love Michael Keaton's Batman.
Yeah. What did you like about him?
I think, well, because he was the first. He's the one, I mean, besides Adam West.
Yeah.
He's the first that laid the... I was a kid when it came out. He laid the impression of Batman on you.
The dark and moody Batman.
Yeah.
All right, what about Val Kilmer? Did you like Val Kilmer?
His was okay. His was decent. I mean, they came out with that, and it was a little bit more cheesier, you know? Because isn't Val Kilmer... Which one is... Who was the villains in the one with Kilmer?
The Riddler and Two-Face.
Oh, yeah, I like that one. But still, it was cheesy. They went to a cheesy level with that for Riddler, and I didn't think they needed to go that cheesy.
Hmm. What about George Clooney?
I didn't like George Clooney's.
So the thing with George Clooney, though, he made a good Bruce Wayne. But he made
an awesome... But Batman, he sucked.
Yeah.
That one sucked, period.
He made a really good Bruce Wayne, but he made a fucking awful Batman.
Oh, he was horrible. And when they put Robin in there, and Robin was horrible, it was gross. That whole movie was gross. And then that the one with Schwarzenegger as Iceman.
Yeah, that was it. Mr. Freeze.
What a piece of shit movie that was.
That is an awful movie. Even Uma Thurman can't save that when she's playing Poison Ivy.
She was a horrible Poison Ivy.
Yeah.
And Alicia Silverstone was horrible. Everyone was horrible.
Even Bane was in that movie, which is annoying because when they bring out the new Bane in a new one, people are going to assume it's the same character from that film.
Yeah.
And he was just a big lump in that film, didn't even speak. But this one is going to be all. He's going to be a. It's such a good. I can't wait for the new Batman. I really can't.
See, I love Christian Bale as Batman.
Yeah.
I love him as Batman. I love him as Bruce Wayne. I hate his voice.
I like the voice.
I
think it works. And I think because it gets people annoyed, I think that works. Because, I'm not being funny, it makes you remember the fact that he's Batman. And I just love that one scene, and I always quote it, is the one scene in The Dark Knight right at the beginning when that fake Batman says, "What makes you different to us?" And he goes, "I'm not wearing hockey pads." And I'm like, no one else could say that. And it make it sound awesome.
that's true, but it just seems like he tries so damn hard mm-hmm. to change his voice for that role. That's what I don't like about it.
So I like it. I mean, I'm a Batman voice sort of fan. A lot of people hate it. A lot of people think it's stupid. A lot of people get annoyed with it. Like I said, you're not a fan of it. You find it annoying. But, I like the voice. I hope he keeps it going.
I mean, I don't absolutely hate it. It's not. I'm not going to not watch the movie because of his Batman voice. I just don't picture... In my head, I don't picture Batman with that voice. Even the Dark Knight Batman, you know?
Yeah.
I could see it get more deep and gurgly and shit, but... It seems to me like he tries too hard.
Mm.
If he were just to go with it, I think it would be an amazing voice.
Mm. Yeah, I can see that. But I expect every Batman now to speak like that. I just expect every Batman to be speaking with the whole, you know, graveled voice and... "Alfred, pass me the toilet paper." So yeah,
I want the butt wipes. Give me the baby wipes.
"Alfred, come wipe my ass."
Sticking to my leg in the suit. "Alfred, get the popper."
I could just sit there and do this all night. We could do a whole podcast with bat voices.
Hello, welcome to Garage Cast. Fuck you and fuck everybody out there. I've quit smoking and I really don't give a fuck about nobody. Oh, you look so cute with the little boy pants.
You just call me cute?
Betty White was hot.
She still is.
It's wintertime. You need that hair on your ass.
I'm not that old. You're so old, dude. It's like fucking baby powder coming out.
It don't
out.
Matter. It still feels good to me.
Nice.
My neighbor over there, he makes $200,000 a year. Why can't I make $200,000? I should have everything he has. I live in America.
I failed the I-step all four times.
And we're putting on a podcast?
Fuck yes, dude.
What are they going to get us for? Talking about pocket pussies?
Yeah, dude. That's fucking terrorist shit right there. What if we pack a pocket pussy full of plastic with explosives and...
It'd be the best nut you ever got off. Hummer.
Oh, look at what just fell out of my pants. It was a big fat cog. So we're GarageCast, and you can check us on Facebook, Stitcher, iTunes, and you can email us, garagecast@yahoo.com.
Thank you for listening to the Oddcast Podcast UK. To find other shows like this, please visit podgodsnetwork.com. You won't be disappointed.